Hello, my imaginary friends, SM Twin here. It's February the 14th, 2015. This is my audio blog, and I have a very important person with me here. It's
Hello.
None other than Jane Twin.
Hello.
And she's very important because she's got the key to...
I've got the questions.
You've got the questions for this boo. I've got a bottle of Prosecco.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to open.
So protect your ears.
So... Protect your eyes.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Ah! Whoa. Yes, anyway.
I do apologise, everyone.
You've got some questions for us, darling.
Right, okay, so questions are, how do you celebrate Valentine's Day? Is it very commercialised? Do you believe in love at first sight? Why or why not? And then there's also a silly would you game thing that you can do. So if my phone is,
would you rather? I think there's some up in the cut in the.
No, there's sort of an either studio. Or, you know, like in the back of the Radio Times, where they make the celebrities guess, or say, you know, would you rather watch
EastEnders?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah. Okay. What do we do on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, this clearly.
Am I taking this? You thought I was... I picked up the first glass to hand it to Yana, and Yana thought that I just grabbed it for myself. So she went to grab the one
that
hadn't been picked up. Yeah. There's me trying to be courteous. Chivalrous, even.
Sorry, darling.
See, this is how deprived you are. You don't get chivalry normally.
Yeah.
You get every man for himself.
Yeah. Well, I'm around the kids every day. Yeah. What do you expect?
Always grab stuff for themselves first.
That's doing them an injustice, actually.
Teaspoon.
Yeah. Ah, is that superstition, though?
No, it's tradition.
Yeah, no, they're not that bad, actually. Henry very often offers something, or... Even the media started off with things.
Should we go and make ourselves notable?
Yes.
Traditions.
I'll take my phone.
Do we have any Valentine's Day traditions? I think one of the things that we don't do anymore is go out to a restaurant that's doing Valentine's dinners.
Yeah, I was wondering whether we need to mention that, because I'm pretty sure that we mentioned that on a previous...
Yeah, probably did, actually.
The previous boo that we always do that, or
yeah,
was it just that one year where we went out for Valentine's Day to our favourite restaurant and then
no I think it was quite early,
completely
you know,
changed
no I think it was quite early on in our relationship that we were going every time, and then we had that rubbish experience and
yeah, I've not been
never
since.
To do it again.
So, yeah, it's completely commercialised, isn't it?
Well, it was a restaurant that we've gone to when it's not been Valentine's Day, and it's been fabulous.
Yeah.
And then we went to it on Valentine's Day, and it was twice as expensive, and you got bugger all food, and the service was atrocious.
Yeah, it was a set menu. They had squeezed in lots more tables, so you could basically had your elbow to the side table. Nobody could get through, and it was just set up in twos. It just looked like a battery farm, basically. So
yeah.
So didn't go back there, did we? Yeah, but also, you know, price of flowers. Thank you for my lovely flowers, by the way. You're supposed to buy cards, and then I don't know. The cards is a very English thing, though, to have cards for everything. See, I'm not used to that. We only really do birthday and Christmas cards, and even so, my parents. I'll just phone up that person. They don't necessarily even send the card.
Mm.
So I think that's a very English thing, that you have to have a card for everything. I keep forgetting when it's like, thank you to the teachers or whatever. But yeah, so obviously then Valentine's Day, you get the cards and then you get lots of theme things. All of a sudden everything is red and pink. And so yeah, of course it's commercialised. But then you can't really blame retail for trying to take advantage of it. And, you know, and for once they bump up the prices, because I know people will pay it if they want to make a gesture.
Mm. So are you? Do you think that we succumb to the commercialisation of it all, or do we kind of?
Well, I do buy a card.
You buy a card, but that's a, and you know. But we don't do restaurants that are doing Valentine's Day.
We don't do the restaurants. I don't try to do anything that is just set up for Valentine's Day. And I try not to buy anything that is clearly just made for Valentine's Day. Mm. So, you know, like a gift set or something that's just, you know, this is something that, no. I still try to find something personal, something that makes sense for any kind of occasion.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, so it's just another occasion to, I don't know, it's just because I think what it is that these days, because we've got the kids and, you know, and because we have to balance the household books, etc. So it feels a bit extravagant getting presents. So I'm quite looking forward to Valentine's Day because then I have sort of an excuse to get your present.
Yeah.
And I don't have to justify it.
Yeah, exactly. Do you believe in love at first sight? Was that question two?
Yeah, I don't know about that one. What do you think?
I don't believe in it generally. I've only ever seen it once.
Mm.
And that was first time you saw Henry.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
Henry is our son. Yes. By the way, in case anybody wasn't what is
I'm
what's
not
going
sure
on?
that's what they meant.
I'm just saying that's the only time I've ever seen it.
Yeah, but that was different though, wasn't it? He was premature, and I've been told all sorts of horrible things. So that the fact that he was well enough for them to give him to me, even just briefly, and he made a little noise, which meant I knew he was breathing. That was different.
So you were just overwhelmed with relief.
Yes.
Oh, okay, then that was relief at first sight. Then.
No, fine. You're right, I did fall in love with him then, but I was supposed to do that. I don't think that's what the question had in mind, though.
Right.
I think they're talking about romantic love, aren't they?
Right. Mm. Okay.
So, and I don't know about that one. I think that might be just something that the movies want us to believe, because films only tend to be of a certain length. Or because, you know, we all want to believe in that. I don't know, it just seems like a marketing concept to me that, you know, you're sort of showing that this is how your life could be. So it's love at first sight. I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know. There's a sort of a, yes, you can have like a, you know, you can click with people, you can have a spark with people.
Yeah.
You can have a certain, you know, but then I think for something else to develop, you need some time, some effort, some opportunity. You need to make sure, you know, you actually get on, you want the same things.
Yeah, but
you have
first
things
impressions
in common,
though,
or you have
it?
Kind of...
But there's still first impressions last, don't they say?
Yeah, but is that love, though? Is it love?
No, I don't think it's...
No, I think that's just a phrase, love at first sight. It's
more
of a... It's an attraction, isn't
I'm
it?
I'm thinking specifically about when you and I met.
Mm.
Because I offered to help you with something, with carrying your bags,
I
made an impression on you that I had some kind of
You were carrying a very heavy stereo at the time, so it looked a bit heavy. Well, it was, but you had your hands full already. Mm. But you managed to ask me whether you could help me. Even though you were already carrying something, you didn't have a hand free. And I don't know, but I decided in a split second, had I said yes, that you would have put that thing down and you would have helped me.
So, but you got an impression
of me. So you were convincing.
You got an impression from me on that first moment that we met.
Yes, I also liked your eyes.
You got an impression of me. So you got that impression of me. Yes. And you knew that from that day onwards, that here's a man who will always offer something he hasn't really got. Like whenever I come round, someone comes round to our house and I offer them water and then I ask them, still or sparkling?
Yeah.
And we haven't got a sparkling.
No. Well, we can get a straw and get Henry to blow in it.
We've got washing up liquid.
Yeah. Yes, I don't even point that out anymore. I don't say that aloud. It's just like if friends come round, I just sort of mouth them, we haven't got sparkling. He just says that. It's okay, they're your friends usually. Yeah, see, exactly. So there was something there, but it could have also, you know, it could have also happened that nothing happened.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I mean, I had an impression of you that you, that, you know, here's a woman.
And can't him apart with two bags.
No. No, I had an impression of you that you were, here you are, here's someone who, here's a woman who's comfortable in her skin. She sort of, she doesn't take
any,
doesn't take any prisoners. And, and, you know, somebody, you know, a woman with some, with confidence and, you know, somebody, you know, formidable and, you know, somebody comfortable with themselves and things. And that was attractive to me.
Mm.
And, so yeah, I think your first impressions, but I it wasn't love at first sight.
It was just a good impression. Yeah,
it was just here's an impression of someone who's nice and
who's likable.
And then over the course of, you know, the next few hours, then we got to know each other a bit more. And
yes,
yeah. So no, not really love. What's the we're agreed then about love at first sight, and I can't even talk.
Yeah, I don't know, but I do know that I've certainly seen enough, you know, films and things where they're seen, where you see it the other way around as well, where there's kind of, oh, it's love at first sight, but then it turns out, yeah, well, you know, they don't actually have much in common and they want completely different things from life. And, you know, and if you can't find that common ground of the things that, you know, then how are you going to build a long-term a relationship? And you know, especially if, you know, one wants to get married, one doesn't, one wants children, one doesn't.
So is it usually just lust at first sight, is that?
Yeah, I guess so.
What was the would you, won't you question stuff that we have to go through?
Oh, I don't know. Well,
was that optional?
I'd be one of those annoying celebrity that crosses out everything. Would you rather have 100 red roses or 100 pieces of chocolate?
Oh, God. Well, yeah, look, we've been going for 12 and a half minutes. Shall we just call it a day?
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you for listening. Toodle-boo.
Bye.